Welcome to episode 183 of the Family Podcast Network. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from my holiday headquarters, that's right, we're hosting in a little bit of a different area with my father-in-law right now, out in the beautiful, beautiful country right now. Absolutely enjoying ourselves. The date today is December the 25th, 2012. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. I know many of you guys are probably with your families right now enjoying some Christmas time. And I hope you guys are enjoying. I hope you guys had a safe trip getting there and have a safe subsequent trip getting back home. Once again, Merry Christmas today. Our topic for today is going to be raising kids through respect. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit today about how many parents treat their kids like they are property. Not even meaning to do it. Not even because they don't love their kids. It's not because they don't have deep respect for their kids, but because we've picked up on some bad habits when it comes to parenting. We also treat our kids in ways that we would never treat anybody else. And we sure as heck would never allow somebody to treat us. And yet we do it. We find it commonplace. We're going to talk a little bit about why is that, how it's more common, and even this week how I discovered myself doing this as well. It's going to be a great episode, guys. You're definitely going to hang out for it. So my hopes is that it's Christmas for many of you guys who aren't listening to this days, months, and years after this date. But my guess and my hope is that it's after Christmas dinner. The presents have been opened. And, you know, all the other stuff, and you saw the email in your email box, your inbox this morning that said, hey, new episode up at Family Podcast, and my wife sneezed in the background, and that registered on here. And, but all of this has happened, and you've just got finished eating your Christmas lunch or dinner or whatever else, and you're stuffed to the gills, and you're like, man, I need something to do. Hopefully you're cranking this episode up. I'm telling you, hang on to your britches. Today is going to be one of those hard-hitting, heavy impact ones. You definitely want to check this out. Before we do that, guys, let's get into our housekeeping today. If you want to get updates on all the episodes that are happening, you can go to the website at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and over on the right-hand side bar, if you'll enter your name and your email address. Every time I put out a new episode, you're going to get a notification of what's going on. Why do I do that? There's three of these that come out a week. I don't necessarily think that you're listening to every single one every day. Now, I know many of you guys are, but some of you guys are just like, man, I don't have the time to sit down and listen to all of these right when they come out. That's just to make sure you put your name, your email address in that. You're going to get an update of what we talk about that morning. That morning when you wake up, you can check your email, be like, ooh, we talked about this. I got to go check this one out. Or you open it up and say, okay, we can wait till tomorrow to listen to that. What I want to make sure we avoid is that it gets to the point where a week later, you're like, man, if I just would have heard that episode, then everything would have been different this last week. So in other words, put your stuff in there. Make sure you never miss out on that episode that you absolutely needed this day, right now. You can make sure you never do that. Check that out as well. Guys, also don't forget you can like us over at Facebook. Man, come join the fun, man. We have a ton of fun over at the Facebook site. We talk parenting. We enjoy what's going on over there. We get discussion started. And then we just put funny pics. And if you haven't been over to the Facebook site, you got to go because you got to check out the last two pictures that we did about parenting fails over some iPhone messages. You got to go check them out. They're so stinking funny. I've had the biggest liking fest on those photos that I've ever had. So you got to go check those out whenever you get a chance. Next off, guys, you can help support the show at 3 dimes. That's right, 30 cents per episode. If you feel like you're getting 3 dimes worth of episode out of every single one of these, we offer the shows completely for free. We do that under the premise that we want to make sure that this information, hard-hitting and amazing stuff, gets out to everybody. We're not going to monopolize that. If you feel like, man, I want to be a part of growing this even bigger, I want to see Trey push this even further. My main goal right now is to increase my assets in this. So the main goal of everything that I get in is growing this show and making it better for you guys. That's the entire purpose for it. If you want to do that, you can do that by becoming a P-Tacker. That's Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That was my wife's funny rendition of the word PETA, but this time for kids. So consider becoming a member of the PTAX. Guys, also, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, praise that you want to give us, first off, I love the praise that I've been getting. Hey, I love your show. Dude, I amazingly appreciate this. All that other stuff. Let me tell you, that is the fuel that keeps things a-flowing. So if you guys want to do that, you can always contact us at Trey Gibson at The Family Podcast Network. You can send me an email anytime. Also, you can go to the main page. Underneath Contact Us, you can give us a topic suggestion. You can leave us feedback, all that other good stuff. I love connecting with you guys. I think I responded to everybody except for one gentleman who asked me a question about what he thought about his son. I haven't gotten back to you yet. I want you to know you're on the docket with Christmas vacation stuff going on. I'm recording on a mobile studio right now. Things are just a little bit different. You're not forgotten. We will get back to you as soon as we can. Guys, you can do that. We've got all sorts of ways to contact us. And last, if you have a microphone connected to your computer, over on the right side bar, the right side of the internet, of, excuse me, my webpage, you'll notice it says Ask Trey a Question. You click on that, you can actually record a question that you have for me. We'll play it on the air and see about getting it answered for you. Maybe even turn it into a full podcast. If it's a weighty enough topic, I'll do that with some of them. So consider doing that. Last off, guys, before we jump into our topic today, this episode is sponsored by Audible at audible.com. Let me tell you guys, I don't put stuff on this website. And I don't allow sponsorships on this website by anybody except stuff that I use. Let me tell you, I use audible.com every flipping stinking day. Every day, not just for a few minutes, but hours a day. I love audible.com. If you're a reader like me, and you want to be able to read, but let's just say you don't necessarily have the time to sit down and read the book, but you have a lot of spare time while you're driving to and from work, audible.com is an amazing thing for you. I mean, what you do is you download audible.com, a free app, you put it on your phone. Then you download books that you want, and it puts them on the phone, and then it reads them to you. See, for me, this is perfect. I don't like taking the time to read when I'm at home. But that car drive, I am more than willing to sit back and listen to an ebook real quick and read. And let me tell you guys, they have mainstream books. We're not just talking rinky-dink, independent-type books that you've never heard of. We're talking big-name bestsellers. Amazing stuff. I have read more books in the last month than I have read in the last 5 years, excluding textbooks, in my life. It has been wonderful. It reads it to you. Some of them have what's called Whisper Sync technology that allows you to go to a certain place and hit pause. And then if you open it up in your Kindle, because it is associated with Amazon, and if you open it up in your Amazon and start reading it, it will go right to your bookmark place and vice versa. Once you stop reading in your Kindle, you bookmark it, it'll start you right back up in Audible. It's amazing with Whisper Sync technology. I'm telling you guys, this thing is amazing. So you're like, okay, Trey, I get it. Go to www.audibletrial.com/family podcast. You will get a free audiobook just to try it out at the very start. It hooked me big time. The minute I put that first ebook on there, I got a taste of what I could do and the books that I could get into, even when not having time to sit down and read at home. I knew I had found it. Go check them out. Audible.com. Wonderful thing. All right, guys. With all of that out of the way, let's go ahead and jump into our topic for today, raising kids through respect. So let me tell you where this came from. This is actually a story that happened. It's a true story. My daughter, Anna, she's 6 years old. And the other day, we were sitting at my grandparents' house for some just kind of my wife was taking a class in town and where my grandmother lives. And so I was with the kids at home and I'd been starting to work on really focusing on stop demanding things of my kids and then adding the word please. So like, you know, we've gotten into a habit of, you know, saying, Anna, go do this, please. So Anna, clean up your room, please. So what is that? Let's really break that down into its basics, right? What that is that is a command. Go clean your room. Right, which implies there's no option in the matter. Right, go clean your room, and then just to kind of soften it up, right, seemingly to like make it a little bit nicer, we add that little word "please" on the end of it. Oh, so Annie, you go do this, please, right? And I began to think about, you know, the purpose of putting a "please" on there is about implying that there's a choice there, that there's the ability for that person to choose what it is they are doing. However, when you put it into a command form, all of a sudden, there doesn't seem to be any choice to it. And so my wife and I have really been talking about this and thinking, okay, so, you know, how accurate is it to be doing this? And so we kind of made a decision, you know, we're going to try to see if we can get away from that. So this week, I had the perfect opportunity. We were sitting there, and Anna was in front of me, and I had just a handful of luggage in my hands. It was just too much. And my grandmother has this super heavy oak door, could stop bullets. The only thing that would be stronger is plate steel on it, right? This door is amazingly solid. And I couldn't get it by myself. So I said, Anna, and so she started walking up. I said, Anna, I said, get the door for me. And I stopped myself. And I said, okay, I've got to do this. I got to start asking. I said, Anna, would you mind getting the door for me, please? And I made it a very sincere, honest question, a question that she could have said no to. And she said, absolutely. And she got the door and she closed it. And as I was walking through the door, she goes, hey, Dad. And I turned around and she just looked at me, 6 years old, mind you. I mean, she's flipping 6 years old. She looked me in the eyes and she said, Dad, thanks for making that a request and not telling me to do it. Now, I walked out of that room and I started thinking, wow, my 6-year-old daughter gets it. And I don't know, it just kind of blew me away that how a 6-year-old kid could pick up on the fact that I was allowing something to be a request, something that she was happy to do, something that she enjoyed doing for me, something that brought even a smile to her when she saw how much it helped me. But I made it something that she could do out of a request instead of something that was a demand. And it seemed to add something to it for her. And it got me to thinking about one of the common tenets that Corey and I practice in our parenting. And it comes down to this. It's just a single word. It's respect. It's respect. Respect is how we treat our kids. Is respectfully. It's how we teach our kids. It's how we discipline our kids. It's how we talk to them. Just in general, it's how we interact with our kids. We do it with a high sense of respect. Now, I want to issue a disclaimer here. When we say this, I don't want you guys to think like that we treat kids like they are mini adults. We don't treat our kids like they are full-grown adults. There are just some things that kids aren't ready for, the things that they can't do yet, the things that they're not ready for, the things that I haven't molded them into yet to be able to make, at least maybe even have the options to choose what to do. You know, there's just some things they're not ready for. So I am absolutely 100% not suggesting that kids are like little mini adults, and we don't treat them that way. However, we do treat kids, our kids, and all the other kids we interact with too, as though they are people. We treat them as though they are people. You see, people have feelings and emotions. They get hurt. They get afraid. Sometimes they don't communicate well, and sometimes I don't communicate well with them. That's what people do, right? And people deserve respect. I also want to issue another disclaimer to you guys. With all the advice and all the talking that we're going to do today, I want to make sure that I'm very clear. We are still coming out of old habits just like everybody else is that's listening to this show. And so with that, we still mess up. We still make mistakes. I still shout at my kids. I do things with my kids that are disrespectful. Still happens. We're working on getting that out. But I want to make sure I'm very upfront, very, very transparent about this. But I'm going to be honest about something, and I want you guys to understand, this is not a, I say these things regularly, and it's not a thing of pride for me. It's not a thing of nyanya boo-boo, if you will. It's not meant to be disrespectful, rude, or anything like that in any kind of way. But we get compliments on our kids and their behavior all the dadgum time. I do not take my kids to Walmart without getting there, sitting there with all these kids, and getting at least one compliment from somebody. Typically in the checkout line, they say something like, wow, your kids are so polite. Man, they act so good. We went to my wife's family's house a while back and we during Thanksgiving, and then we saw them again for a wedding shower a few weeks ago. And my wife's uncle came up to us and said, we want you to know that when y'all left that day at Thanksgiving, y'all were the point of discussion and how well your kids act. We had another one of her family members that came up and just said, you know, how impressed she was with how well they act, but we still set very firm boundaries with our kids. We don't just let them run over everybody and do whatever they want and be little hellions, right? We don't allow that either. But our kids act amazing. Why? Why is that? Is it because we're super parents? No. If you'd seen me earlier this week, I think my wife referred to me as a turd weasel or something like that earlier. I think it was today or maybe yesterday because I was acting like a butt. Don't get me wrong. We are not the pinnacle of perfect parenting. So why then? Why do our kids act the way they do? Because our kids know only respect from their parents. Now, when I say only, I don't mean that we don't screw up. What I mean is that the majority of everything that we do, every interaction, every word that we say, everything that we do, every way that we act towards our kids, the majority of it is based out of respect. Don't get me wrong. My wife and I have our bad days too. Bad days where we're upset, gritchy, mad. We have them just like everybody else. So then why do our kids act the way they do? Because we act in respect towards them. I saw a wonderful picture today on Facebook. I loved it. I mean, flipping loved it. And it was this little picture in the caption right next to it said, you know, kids don't need punishments and all these other different things to be good. All they need is a model. Because kids become who we are. And it was this picture of this little boy, and he had a little front pack on. And in his front pack, he had some stuffed animals sitting in there, and he was just smiling and grinning, doing exactly what I guarantee he's seen his mommy and daddy do. Why do our kids act the way they do? It's because we call them ma'am and sir. That's right. She's 6 months old, Corey. Charlotte, she's 6 or 7 months. She's almost 7. Charlotte is 7. Sorry, we're recording in my father-in-law's house, and so she's in the living room and on the computer, and I'm in here recording. And so she's almost 7 months old, and we call her ma'am. My 2-year-old gets called ma'am. Whenever my son says, like if Corey asks my son a question, and he says, yeah, and I turn around and say, yes, ma'am, and he goes, yes, ma'am, and I say, very good, sir. You see, the very things that we demand from our children, we give them back. The same levels of respect that we command from our children, say, hey, we need you to do this for us, we give it right back to them. And it gets to the point where it's not a command at all. It is something they do because it is all they have seen. It is all that they have seen. So what is the Gibson motto when it comes to all of this stuff? It comes down to this. Most of you guys will recognize this. I know we've got a lot of libertarians out there. You will definitely recognize this. I know we got a lot of Christians out there. You will definitely recognize this. It's this right here. It's this motto. Treat kids the way you would want to be treated. Now listen very carefully here. Listen very, very carefully here. I said treat other kids the way you want to be treated, not the way you were treated as a kid. Now, I'm not saying there's not good things from the way you were treated as a kid that you don't need to pull over and whatnot. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to get you very definitive to discriminate between what did your parents do that was great and wonderful and awesome that match up to what you want to do now, that you love the way you feel and treated and feel respected. What are those things that you want to keep? And what are those things that they did that really you never felt respected? You use them now because you feel like they work as well, but when you really look at it, you say, man, I don't feel respected. Treat kids the way you would want to be treated if you had to reverse the roles. If your kid was the parent and all of a sudden you were the kid, how would you want to be treated? And I'm saying scrap whatever it is that you learned from your parents, from other books or whatever else. I'm not saying that because, listen to me because I'm better than everybody else. It's not that at all. My point is this. We pick up on a lot of bad habits sometimes. Treat your kids the way you would want to treat. I encourage parents to think about it a lot like this. If you had an employee that had the exact same problem, what would you do with them? If you had an employee that was having the exact same problem of cleaning up their workspace, right? So cleaning a room is a major contention. I get a lot of questions about that from listeners. Trey, what do I do if my kid didn't clean the room? What do I do if I can't get them to clean the room? What if whenever I have them clean, they're slow and they don't work right? You know, my question would be is if you had an employee who refused to clean their workstation up, maybe it needs to look really good because it's the front office, or maybe it needs to look really good because there's confidential client files that they can't have left out, right? What would you want to do with them to get them doing the way you want it? I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say a few things. It is unlikely that you would spank them. Well, you know, Mr. Jones, I noticed that you didn't put a cover report on the TPS report, so, I'm going to bend you over your desk and administer 3 spankings. Right? Would you ever do that? Of course not. I'm going to be willing to bet that you would never ground them to their office. You know what? I tell you what, you came in 5 minutes late today. You're grounded to your office for the rest of the day. Would you do that? Of course not. I'm going to be willing to bet it's unlikely that you would yell at them. Now, I admit, there are some bosses out there that will do that. Let me be very clear. If your boss is yelling at you, get out of that job as quickly as you can. You do not need to have somebody yelling at you. It is disrespectful. It is rude. It is mean. It is hurtful. It is vindictive. And it is crap. Okay? Get out of there as quick as you can. You do not need that. But it's unlikely that you would do this. It's unlikely that you would spank. It's unlikely that you would ground them. It's unlikely that you would yell. Here's my question. Why not? Why would you never do these things with your employee? Why would you never allow a boss to do this? Why would you never allow a boss to bend you over the desk and administer a spanking with the business board SWAT paddle? Why would you never allow somebody to do that? Because it's wrong? Because it's not respectful? Because it does not convey respect to you? We would never allow a boss to do this to us. So let me ask you this question. It's even more important. Probably the most important question that I'm going to ask out of all of this. Why is it okay for kids and not us? Yeah, oh, thanks, Trey. Christmas Day, and you got me thinking about this crap. But I'm telling you guys, this is an important, important, vital question. Why is it okay for us to say, you know what, I'm going to spank my kids for this. I'm going to ground them from these things. And yet we would never let somebody do that to us. Why? Here's what I think. And this is for myself too, because guys, I'm just as guilty as this. This is not a self-righteous, well, if you were a good man like me, then you'd be, oh, pull crap for me, man. I couldn't pull that off. I messed this stuff up too. But I think for myself as well. We were taught to see relationships with kids as property. Oh, I did just say that out loud. I think that we were taught to see our relationship with kids as property. Now, I mean, am I saying that, like, if you do these things, then you see your kid as a piece of property? No, I am not suggesting that. But what I am saying is that somewhere along the line, maybe generations before, maybe 1, 2, 3, 5 generations before in your family line, we started to see this. We were taught that it's okay to treat a kid like this, that here is how you treat a kid. That basically treating them as property is just kind of what you do. Somewhere along the line, that is what we were taught, and we never questioned the status quo. But here's what I'm saying. It's time. I am not suggesting that you don't set boundaries with kids. Employees need good boundaries from their employees. From their employers, excuse me. It's necessary. We need to know where the lines lie. But it's time to question the status quo. The thing that we have accepted and gotten very little results on for years, and we can't figure out why our kids are so disobedient and pushing and fighting. When in most cases, the very respect that we hate from our kids, we taught it to them. Us. You know, you can practice the status quo mentality on this. I mean, you can do it. I really won't think anything less of you. And we may produce kids that obey. But me, as for my household, I want kids that want to follow, not just obey. Maybe we can do it the way we've done it. You know what? We may even raise kids that follow rules. Do you know what? I want kids that know why we have the rules and then choose to follow them on their own accord. You know, we might even be able to, with our current state of thinking, we may even be able to generate kids that never question anything. You know what I want? I want kids that question everything, including me. Now, when I say question, I'm not talking about being disrespectful or rude or hurtful or mean, vindictive, or even embarrassing. But I want my kids to question everything. Dad, you know, hey, Dad, what do you think about this? Well, here's what I think. Why? I want my kids questioning everything. Because sometimes I consider myself the purveyor of going against the status quo, of evaluating the status quo to make sure that there is a legitimate line. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I speak about on here is very iconoclastic. It's very against the grain, not your norm. I do this. I'm here not because I've always been here, because I had crunchy granola parents that taught me how to do this. I'm here because I questioned everything. And I looked at it and said, you know what? We can sit here and try to tell and convince each other that this works. But when I evaluate the evidence, we are not getting the result from our kids that we want. And I want my kids questioning everything. We may produce automatons from our kids. I don't want automaton. I want a thinking being who is critical, not mean in the critical way, but who takes a look at everything and slices it up and dissects it and correlates that with evidence that shows this is what works and this is what doesn't. And then if it doesn't work, they try to find new ways, new solutions, new ideas, new thoughts. That is what I want from my kid. And you do not create the kid that I suggest by being disrespectful, by treating them as though they are property without rights. You see, by my belief systems, God gives certain individual rights that are unalienable. I think it's what our founding fathers understood when they talked about unalienable rights for life, freedom, and pursuit of happiness. I think those are the three things that God gives us no matter what. And you can say that, you know, maybe some of you guys out there don't believe in God. That's fine. You can still use that same approach. That just each individual human comes with an inherent set of rights. That we are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men are. And that includes kids. Now, I'm not suggesting that we're not here to help grow our kids. I do believe the purpose of a parenting is to help mold them. Grow them. It's to help grow your kids. I do believe it's very much about, you know, teaching them and training them, giving them all the tools that they can use. You give them the water, you give them the sun, you do all those other things, and you let them become who they're going to become. I do think it's very much about that. But you cannot do it in the environment of disrespect. And you would be amazed at what kids are capable of when you begin to treat them like this. My daughters and son blow me away. And I think it's one of the primary reasons why I have so many folks saying, wow, your kids act amazing, Trey. It's not because we're perfect. It's because we treat our kids with respect. And that means that in our imperfections, we do things that we should not do. We say things that we should not say. We treat our kids in ways that we should never have treated them. And in respect, I have to come back and I have gotten down on my knee and looked my 4-year-old son in the eyes and said, son, I want to apologize. I acted in a way that was very disrespectful and hurtful to you. And I am so sorry, buddy. We'll make sure that doesn't happen again. You see, that's respect. Respect is not about getting it perfect. Respect is about acknowledging that person and giving them those things that are due to them, that life, liberty, that freedom, that pursuit of happiness. It's those things that we are fundamentally guaranteed at the inherent most base level. And when I acknowledge that in my kids, you know what they do? Just like the little picture of the little boy with the front pack on, with all his little babies in there, they do the exact same thing back to us because it's all they know. It's all they know. It is up to us to produce respectful kids. You know, one of the reasons why this perspective that I take is somewhat unpopular amongst some is because it is about, again, when you go to this idea of life and liberty, liberty is about taking responsibility for your life. And that means that you have to accept the consequences, both positive and negative. If I start Family Podcast Network and it gets huge and I make tons of money off of it because I took responsibility for it, the responsibility and the positive consequences become mine, right? Profit. But it also means that we have to accept negative responsibilities and the possibility of those as well. It also means that I could start this show and I may never get paying members, which is not true. We already have some, but I may never get paying members. And it becomes a huge failure and I spend a whole bunch of money and it doesn't pay for itself or make me profit. And it may turn into a huge failure. But that is what liberty is about. And one of the reasons why this mentality that we talk about here can be unpopular with many is because some aren't ready for liberty. They're not ready to look at something and say, I accept the consequences of this, because here we believe that in most cases, poor behavior in our kids is a result of us modeling it to them, of us teaching them to be this way through our actions. You see, a lot of people don't like that. They need medications to blame and disorders. Are those things sometimes legitimate? Absolutely. Can they be incorporated in as well with the choices? Absolutely, they can be a part of it as well. But in almost all cases, it all comes back to the fact that it is an issue of how did I teach this to my kids? You want respectful kids? You want kids that you get the same compliments? You have got to be the person that you want your kid to be. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. I hope you guys have a fantastic holiday. I hope presents go well tomorrow. I hope you guys are warm and toasty, drinking hot chocolate, having a great time. Maybe in Texas, even for some of us here in Texas, it actually maybe will get flipping cold. Or maybe you're putting sunscreen on in December. I don't know. But I hope you guys have a great holiday. Enjoy your family. Remember, go out there today. Today, now that you've heard this, start it right now. Go out and be the person that you want your kid to be. I'm talking about being perfect. Just be who you'd want her to be. Treat them the way you'd want to be treated. You guys have a great one. We will see you guys on Wednesday.